This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Reproductive rights protections is just one big issue Democrats hope to address when the state legislature convenes today. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
Democratic Representative Meg Froelich was a main sponsor of the new law that codifies legal abortion in Colorado. She said lawmakers also want to put into law an executive order from Governor Polis that aims to protect abortion providers from lawsuits from other states.
We want to make sure that our providers are protected in terms of their privacy and in terms of their scope of practice and their licensure and any out-of-state action.
Republicans at the Capitol are expected to oppose the measure, but will not have the votes to stop Democrats from enacting the legislation. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Colorado will no longer be busing migrants from Denver to Chicago or New York City. Governor Polis shared this information with the city's mayors over the weekend. Officials said the transportation process has been scaled back now that nationwide travel is no longer hampered by winter storms. A large number of migrants from Central and South America began arriving in the Denver area in early December. Two men snowmobiling near Corona Pass in Grand County were killed after being caught in an avalanche. The first victim found Saturday was a 58-year-old man from northern Colorado. The second victim, a 52-year-old also from northern Colorado, was found dead Sunday. The full identities of the victims have not yet been released. The Colorado Avalanche Information Center has placed the area they were recreating in under a level 3 danger level, indicating considerable risk. This is CPR News and KRCC. Thank you for listening. Coming up next, it's Here and Now. Let's talk President Biden's border visit. It's 106.